sound of that sitar can mean only one thing. We're only a few movies away from discussing Mike Myers' iconic film, The Love Guru. And the only way we can get through it is with all of you horny babies. Live. We're going to be discussing The Love Guru live. Our first live episode ever will be our discussion of The Love Guru. Cameron and I have never seen it before, and the honest truth there is we've been too scared to see it. The entire podcast is building up to this one point. The Love Guru is the key to the puzzle that is Mike Myers. You'll be the first to find out what our genuine reactions are to The Love Guru. I'm really worried that I will genuinely love it, and that's why we can't do it alone. We're doing a live episode at 3 p.m. Sunday the 21st of May at the Chippo Hotel on Abercrombie Street in Chippendale, Sydney. Tickets are only $10, and all the links and information in the show notes for this episode, so click on all of that, all of those hyperlinks. And as you know, that is when the Sydney Comedy Festival is happening. It's not part of it, but it's happening around it. So we will have some of the best Mic Check heroes ever discussing The Love Guru with us live. So you got to be there. Horny babies, we're too afraid of the Myers curse to talk about this movie alone. So please pick up some tickets for $10 to see us and a bunch of Mic Check heroes discuss The Love Guru live at the Chippo Hotel on Sunday, May 21st. Blessed be horny babies, and blessed be Mike Myers.
It's my check, it's my check, the podcast by Mike Myers. Woo, 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 woo. And we're clear.
Hello, horny babies, and welcome to another Shazamadelic episode of Mic Check, the only podcast where we go through the entire work of Mike Myers, who, if you don't know who he is a funny man and best known for playing Mr. Shrek. I'm Alexi Toliopoulos, and with me as always is Cameron James.
Hello, it's great to be here. Now, the reason you said Shazamadelic is an in-joke to something that the listeners to this podcast don't know what it is yet.
Yes, I was planting a seed.
Are you going to explain what the Shazamadelic? Maybe later.
Maybe later. I don't want to say it straight away.
No, you got it. I think the great thing about podcasting is just planting a little seed and then later on it might blossom into a beautiful flower.
Or a tree.
This is true. Now, this is sort of a spin-off crossover episode, I would say. Would you say?
I would agree.
All right. It's a... We talk about movies on this podcast.
We talk about cinema. We talk about sketches. We talk about live appearances.
But today, I think we're mainly going to be focusing on the games of the Mike Myers universe. And who better to get for that games episode than those filthy casual boys?
Themselves.
That's us. Two of them at least.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Knox and Ben Vanell here.
Hello, Ben Vanell. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, Alexi.
It's great to have you guys.
It's great to have you guys in my house.
Yeah, so much. Thanks so much for coming over to my house today, guys.
Fuck.
I have a thing now where I own spaces when I come into them. Yeah.
He's been reading a book. He's been reading how to make friends and make people like you.
You've got to walk straight to the furthest edge from the door immediately so that you've paced the entire room.
Yeah, it's like the Christopher Columbus rule. If you if you walk in there, you own it.
And you do it as quickly as possible so that people know you have the speed to escape if you need to.
Absolutely.
And always check the exits.
Always scope the exits out. Always flex. I flex my biceps as soon as I walk in.
Yeah, you knocked over a coat rack.
I did. In rage, I did that. So I guess this is my joint, and thanks for coming over.
Okay, yeah, cool. I have to accept that.
And thanks for also showing us the joy of some Mike Myers games, guys.
That's all right, yeah. We I've never played a game involving Mike Myers before.
Really?
Not even a Mike Myers drinking game?
If anything, if anything, I've avoided anything to do with them because
you don't want to taint your love of the movies.
Well, I fuck movies, man. I like
you
games.
Fuck movies.
I live in the virtual world, baby. I want interaction or nothing.
Hmm.
And most of the time, I get nothing. Mm-hmm. We went through a few of games based on films of Mike Myers. So we had a look at Wayne's World and Shrek and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Mike Myers was actually in any of them.
No, not at all. Well,
I don't know if any of this counts for your podcast.
Well, it's been a great episode, guys. Great to check in on it. And turns out this is not canon.
But before we delve into them, I'd like to ask both of you individually, what is your relationship like with Mike Myers?
We get along very well.
Oh, you guys know each other?
Yeah, yeah. We have a great, solid relationship.
Really?
What's the nature of the relationship?
It's wholly sexual.
Oh, my goodness. God.
Emphasis on the holy. Okay. No, I like Mike Myers. I loved the Austin Powers movies. Yeah. Like, I fucking loved them.
Them? Why are you using past tense?
I guess I still love him. Goldmember has not aged as well as the others, but I saw the second one.
It's because he's
first.
Got that bad skin condition. That's why he didn't age as well, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, Beyonce was in that one, wasn't she? Yeah.
Bay, yeah. Queen yeah. Bay yeah. was there, and it's probably her finest work Lemonade.
Wait a minute.
It was crazy how like Jay-Z cheated on her and then she's like, all right, I'm making gold member. I'm going to get you back for this.
But I've never seen a Shrek movie except I've seen the first one, but in German because I watched it in German class.
Wow. So it wouldn't have been Mike Myers at all.
No.
It's called Panzer Shrek.
Oh.
That is a very good joke for the World War II historians out there. That's the name of a rocket launcher used in World War II, you see.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is really interesting.
Sorry to our female listeners. You've just experienced an extremely horny moment.
Yeah. That's all right, man. Used to kill a lot of heroes.
Those rocket launchers.
Noxie, what's your relationship to Mike?
So, they were like my dangerous friends. When I was younger, had watched Austin Powers, and I wasn't allowed to.
I'm going to need you to explain. What you meant.
They lived at the top of a really tall, wobbly building.
Classic.
No, like, you know, they just got to watch, like, M-rated movies and shit and MA stuff when I was...
They had less attentive parents? Is that why they were...
No, I had overly attentive parents, I think.
Right.
Latchkey kids.
Let's get into this. Yeah. What was it like growing up being you?
Oh, man, you don't want to get into that. No, it was fine. You know, it was fine. It was just a lot of, like, don't watch Power Rangers and don't watch Austin Powers. Those were the two.
Why Power Rangers?
It was just because it
too
was
horny.
Tied into...
Can we save some time? Austin Power Rangers. Let's just leave it at that. We're spending too much time saying all the things.
Panzer Shrek. Huh? The Power Rangers thing is because they thought it started fights.
Oh, okay.
And people started kicking each other. And I think that was specifically at my school. Someone punched someone else and just yelled like Power Rangers. Austin Powers, I don't think I ever watched until Goldmember, I guess, would have been the first one I saw.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
And,
that's a good one to get in on. the bubbles burst.
I have a pretty vivid memory of not getting it.
Right.
It was all very... I haven't gone back and watched that one since. I have since seen the other two, but it was all kind of... up its own ass already by that point, Austin Powers.
Yeah, it was regurgitating a lot of its own jokes at that point. And this is the third time it had done that.
And it made it difficult to come in on that because it was kind of doing a little bit of wink and nodding to the fact that it was regurgitating those jokes, but then not making them jokes outside of that fact as well. So I remember I remember laughing along to fit in. But
that could be... that was 100% like a biography title, right?
Yeah.
Laughing along to fit in.
Or Panzer Shrek. No, okay.
What about Wayne's World? Because I didn't get in on Wayne's World.
Yeah.
I was way too, I think, old to kind of get into it. Like, I would have been like 23 and been like, I guess I should watch Wayne's World. And it just kind of passed me by.
Yeah. To this day, I've never seen either Wayne's World.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I refuse.
All right.
You've got to watch them.
You've got to watch them.
Especially the first one.
The first one is... a masterpiece in my opinion.
If I was ever going to do it, though, it would have been before doing this podcast. And since I haven't, A, disrespectful to you.
Yeah.
I'm never going to do it, probably.
Hey, that's...
I have seen little patches when they were on TV. And every time it was like, eh, I don't get it. I don't like comedy.
No, look, I get it. We're all different people in this crazy world, and we can't all be the same. And I wish we were. It would be easier for me.
Okay. Visually as well, just
uniform. Yeah, I wish
we uniform.
All looked the same, but not like me. I wish we all looked
okay.
like you, Ben.
Okay. Yeah.
Imagine that world.
That would be an awful world.
Everyone would hate themselves.
But, okay, so that's your relationship with Mike. And what's your relationship like with games, guys?
I've definitely played a lot more games than I've seen Mike Myers films.
Well, there's only 24.
You've only seen one film.
Yeah. I've seen Inglourious Basterds 2.
Inglourious Basterds 2? When did that come out?
I got an advanced screening.
Oh, fuck. You and Tarantino are real tight.
Yeah, man. I love to fuck feet.
That's your other biography title.
That's actually probably the... Oh, and I've seen Shrek.
Right.
But
awesome,
yeah,
dude.
Video games I've been a big old bad boy with since I was a little baby. Little Randy.
A little baby? What were you playing when you were a baby?
Oh, did you have a Game Boy up your fucking... Sorry. In utero?
Yeah.
Sorry for saying... I started to say up your fucking mum's... And then it's like, what am I doing? You don't say that.
Yeah, you know how like if you play Beethoven for a kid, it makes them smarter.
Did you say Beethoven?
Yeah, Beethoven.
Why are you pausing in between Beethoven?
It is Beethoven. What's
Beethoven.
Wrong with that?
Beethoven.
Oh, fuck off, Fraser. I don't mean to. Beethoven's fine. He's got an H in there.
Master Beethoven.
Master Beethoven.
What I was hearing.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah. I love that sort of stuff.
Anyway, so they stuck a Game Boy up my mum's mud or whatever you said. And that's how I... That's
what
how I
games did you have up there?
Man, I had Mario.
Yeah, Worms 3D. That's awesome.
Tetris. Yeah, you know, all the classics. I remember it really vividly, and it's a horrifying
movie. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, I've always been a gamer. Not since I was a baby, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to leave myself open to that joke.
Oh, my God. Yeah, imagine what I would have said if you said you were a baby.
I know.
Something about your mum's pussy, probably.
You've still got it in, haven't you? You've still managed to slip it on in.
I know. Got it under the radar.
But before Knox and I and Tommy Daslow started a podcast about games, I wasn't like obsessed with them. I think probably Knox, you were more of a gamer than me. I just like it's
I'm
a
the
hobby.
King of gamers is what I call myself. Yeah. That's on my passport, and every time I walk through security, I refuse.
They say anything to declare.
Yeah, and I say I have the highest score on Pac-Man.
And then they give you a little cavity search.
Yeah, it's real good. No, and I do remember the first video game I ever played was Wolfenstein 3D. I played that when I was a little boy on my dad's lap. So try and make that weird camera.
No, I can't.
More like laptop, because it's a game.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
I love that stuff.
That's the kind of shit I get in on as well. I've been a little quiet, but that's because I've been soaking it up, guys.
And so I get the impression that you guys don't really, not big video game people.
I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said a pause in there, because that's not true.
Because it sucks to say.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just the most unpleasant thing to admit about yourself.
Yeah.
I wish I was a pedophile so that I could be less embarrassed about having to admit something about myself.
But I'm like, at the moment, I'm probably about 2-3 years behind. I'm just playing Witcher 2 right now, guys.
Witcher 2?
Yeah, Witcher 2. Mm. It's real cool.
That's good. You're going to like Witcher 3 when you get there.
Yeah, God. I hope one day I make it. I hope I get there. But I know Cameron hasn't played very many video games ever. In fact, I know the last video game Cameron ever played was the Rocky video game based on the Rocky movies.
Oh, really?
Wow. From Xbox.
That would have been a bad decision, I reckon.
Yeah, I famously quit games after losing a bout.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Wow. I was playing my brother. I was playing as Rock, the Italian Stallion.
Yep.
My brother was playing as Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm. Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
And he beat me, and I I very calmly put the controller down, and I said, "I'm just going to go outside." And I never came back.
Wow!
Never came back. Never,
Cameron.
Not even inside.
No, I just came to this house.
Yeah,
paced around and. Yeah, it's mine.
But the Rocky game was cool. You got to beat Meat in it. And Cameron realized it's much more fun to beat your Meat in real life. So come on, never went
dude,
back.
I love that stuff.
That's what I'm into.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, let me ask you, guys, because we didn't really actually play any games here, but we watched some playthroughs, which is the same thing, right?
Very similar.
Yeah, and the if first
you,
one.
And Noxy, you were holding a PS4 controller in your hands.
I went to type in YouTube.
And did it feel... just like the real thing?
Man, I felt like I was there. I was teleported to the beautiful world of Shrek.
Oh. Well, let's begin chronologically. So the first gameplay that we watched was the Wayne's World game. What was that? What
Super Nintendo, I think.
That was a
on?
Super Nintendo.
That's a SNES game.
Yep.
See, I know
Fuck,
my
dude,
shit.
Dude, you're getting down with
I
it.
I know my shit. What do you guys think of that?
It was amazing and a beautiful joy to watch.
Yeah, that had some of the most terrifying, like, cutscene, MIDI music... like combinations I've ever seen.
Those little voice clips and like digitized faces back in the early 90s are some of the most haunting looking things you can hope. And they like, so the setup is before each level, and then the levels are just what's Mike Myers called in Wayne's World?
Oh, what do you reckon?
Mr. Wayne World. Yeah.
But what's his last name? Wayne
Campbell.
Campbell. Wayne Campbell. Okay, you see?
Yeah, okay.
So
I see.
Now I'm learning. And you're him with like a little guitar and you go around shooting bullshit. Like that's what half of these games are as well.
Yeah.
Someone going like, I don't know how the fuck to make a Wayne's World game. What do you want me to do?
It's a movie about two blokes sitting on a couch hosting a TV show. What can I fucking do about that?
Yeah.
Well, so what they did is put large boring sections of two guys sitting on a couch, and they've got these like digitized versions of like Dana Carvey's face pulling like a, you know, a Dana Carvey face.
And every 6 seconds, the shot will change where they've slightly moved positions.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And it's only parts of their body. And their heads are a little too big.
Yeah.
You know, especially in like the main bit, his head, like on a, like a bad comedy poster.
Yeah.
When their head is like a bit bigger because they're like, whoa, uh-oh, this guy's different.
Oh, yeah, they're bugging out. Fisheye lens style.
That's huge. He must be funny. Yeah.
And that's probably, it's probably that big because he's got a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
He's holding his hand out like, hey, shut up for a second and let me talk. That's my least favorite.
I got something to say.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I got something to say.
Wait, here's how you're wrong, lady.
Always lady.
It's never
man.
Fellow man.
And you know what's... You know how like 8-bit sort of like art is kind of cool sometimes?
Yeah. It's
like
people, dude, awesome. Dude,
you know, people do like kind of 8-bit art drawings of things or whatever the fuck?
Yeah,
this style... What is this style in this Wayne's World game? Because it is like the least graphically cool thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's like photorealistic.
Yeah, it's sort of an attempt at... Yeah, pointillism,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
Van Gogh style. No. Yeah.
But why are you putting a space in between Van and Gogh?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
man.
It's annoying, right?
I love that stuff.
But it's at a point in time where when I would have seen this as a child, I would have been like, these look like real people. It's never going to get better than this.
Mortal Kombat and shit, when it was like the digitized real people.
Yeah.
That stuff, like, genuinely looked like the future.
Yeah.
And now it looks like the worst thing in the world.
Looks like the past.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
So what we mainly were watching with that was like cut scenes, if you can call them that, where it's just Wayne and Garth sitting on the couch calling each other dweebs, where he'd be like, you're a dweeb. No, you're a dweebinator. You're dweeb times infinity. You're a dweeb-esque.
Dweebatronic.
Over and over.
Dweebathon. Didn't make sense.
And they made it seem like dweeb is a common catchphrase for these boys, but they have never said dweeb.
Famously,
they don't.
They refuse to. It was in the script.
Original script. Yeah.
So I think what they were... what they were riffing on was that scene in Wayne's World where they're describing Cassandra as a babe.
Yeah.
She's babelicious. She's Abraham Lincoln. Like, they only do 3 or 4. There was about 60 dweeb variations. And a lot of them were the same sort of thing. Like, you're dweeberific.
Yeah.
You're dweebadelic. Now, that would have been cool.
Someone who just didn't understand the concept of a brainstorming session. Where you don't put them all in. You leave some behind.
But, I mean, that's a funny joke, so...
Yeah. Do 80 of them.
And then they did the extreme close-up thing, which I know that's from those movies.
And they did
the Bohemian Rhapsody car thing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Which was beautiful. What a wonderful rendition of the wonderful song by the Queens.
So, do you reckon they, like... I wonder how the licensing for that worked. Yeah. I know that that's a dull accountant thing to say, but I wonder if Queen sued them.
I reckon it would have been one of those things where, okay, we can use 10 seconds of this song and it has to be a MIDI version of it and maybe in a different key.
And also,
so it's not 100%.
Painfully slow if we can.
Yeah. Oh, the headbanging was very bad.
With those photorealistic shots of the car, of that slow headbang. And I got to tell you, I felt like I was watching the movie.
Yeah.
It was very... It's weird to use, because they did it as like a plug for the movie. They said it was a shameless plug.
Yeah.
Which is very Wayne.
To use the video... Like, surely it had... Like, is anyone buying the Wayne's World video game without having seen the movie going in cold to that? Do you know what I mean? Isn't that the wrong way round to promote things?
Yes. I think you're right.
Yeah. Hey, I should have been there. They should have brought a poet.
And when we were like scanning around on YouTube, and I call it scanning around. We also came across this VCR game.
What
I would love to sort of not play it, but just, you know,
be around some kids, watch having people play it.
I'd be in the background, probably smoking a cig, watching dudes play that game, and like
only dudes.
I'd be probably texting a girl or whatever. Like, and they go, "Do you want to come play?" I'd be like, "Nah, boys, got some shit on." But
cooking up something a little bit for later.
But those VCR games were a really popular thing back in, what was that, like
for like 6 months in 1995.
I guess around 95 maybe, because we bought, I think it was Nightmare was the one.
Is that the one with the hooded guy going like, "You're never gonna win"?
Totally.
The gatekeeper or something?
And I would have been like 8 and my sister would have been like 5, and we played it once and we were both too scared to ever play it again, and my mum took it back to the store.
Oh, God. This is the same reason I wasn't allowed to watch Power Rangers, because I was also a little fucking pussy. Those things showed up for a set, and I've never understood, do you just watch it and then do what it tells you to do?
Or do you pause it and shit?
Right.
And then it'll be like a little thing will come up on the screen saying like, "You have 30 seconds to complete this thing," or whatever. And it's very cool. Very interactive.
This one looks quite nice because Garth is hosting it.
They were both there. Garth and Marenghi were both
there. We got Wayne, we got Garth, and we've also got some disembodied lips on a black screen whispering secrets to you.
I can't for the life of me explain what that is.
Yes.
It was like a real... Did you guys ever... Do you remember Mully Grubs?
Yes.
Had a real Mully Grubs vibe to it, but dark.
That was a very 90s thing as well, though, to like when they got enough technology to make just one, like, do you ever watch Red Dwarf? They had that guy who was just a head there. And I feel like maybe I'm thinking of Mully Grubs as well. What the fuck is Mully Grubs?
It was a kids show a woman with the disembodied mouth.
And she'd show up and be like, "Hey, everybody.
Hello, I'm the Mully Grub."
Actually a big thing in my nightmares. Just quite heavily.
Literally never heard of Mully Grubs before in my life.
What is it, buried memory of that somewhere?
Is it like Teletubbies, but there's a woman with a disembodied mouth?
Was it?
It was sort like a variety of.
Liftoff or something. These great things.
I know Liftoff. Guys, I know Liftoff.
What's your relationship to Liftoff?
Well, I'd love to spend an hour in the Wackadoo Cafe ordering a couple of bags around. That's my dream.
Ordering a couple of bags around.
What about that little
EC? I actually have an EC doll at home.
Oh, really?
And I remember...
What did EC stand for? Did we ever find out?
Elizabeth Extra Charlie. Cool. Elizabeth Charlie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Enchanted.
What was your theory?
Extra cool.
I thought it was extreme cunt.
But I remember I actually drew a face on my EC doll and I was like, "Well, I've ruined this and I have to get a new one."
That's Mully Grubbs.
Yeah.
I hate that Mully Grubbs picture.
I just found the Mully Grubbs face. Oh, no, it's calling me.
Guys, just Google Mully Grubbs face and you'll see.
There's the real woman. Maybe that'll get rid of the nightmares for you. That's the actual. There's what who was behind like? The Molly Grubb's mouth?
Oh, she's
Diana Kidd. She's now 63 years old. Not a kid anymore, is she?
Oh, wow. You got her.
Take that, Diana.
Change your name, idiot.
So let's move on from the Wayne's World game. The reviews are in. It's excellent. Now we're going to talk about the Austin Powers official video game based on not the movie, but the character's mannerisms.
Yeah. They're real cult of personality, sort
which,
of.
Which one are you talking about?
It was Lexi? Called Austin Powers Obehave.
Yes. Now, what console was this for?
That was. It looked as though it was for the Game Boy Color.
Yeah. And boy, did they make use of that word color. This is one of the most colorful games of all time. This basically, we watched a video that was like a playthrough of the game.
I'd say it was a 14-minute
video. 14-minute video? 14-minute
video? It was part one of a series, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
The sort of a Molly Grubbs vibe. Like this whole extended universe.
And the first 10 minutes were really dedicated to just showing you how to get the game started.
Yeah.
Customization.
The weirdest fucking like fake Windows XP setup where like this guy for a long time was going through and putting in his name and shit. And then it asked for his sex and it had male, female and don't know.
Yeah.
Rather than it should be yes please.
Yes please, please is the joke. Yep. You know, we all know it. I think the designers were honest, like, we can't remember it.
Yeah. Let's not look it up.
I saw it like, it's because it came out in the year 2000. So they would have been like, it's been more than a year since I saw the last
three
one.
3 years ago.
What did he say? He's got like.
Well, DVD doesn't exist yet. Yeah. So I can't really chuck it on.
Is it like one of the programmers putting in don't know as a placeholder because they don't know what it was?
I can't remember the joke.
Later.
Yeah, yeah.
In my opinion, I think it's actually quite progressive. I think this is not now, like now there would be many more options.
And that's not progressive to be like, yeah, man, there's more than two genders. There's also, I'm too confused to be able to tell
but
you.
But this is the year 2000. This is one guy who's like, I'm on the cusp of something bigger here. I'm not sure what it is yet, but I can feel the culture shifting.
Yeah.
And he took a stand. Well it was less of a stand, more of like, well, maybe.
Yeah. He took a stumble on it. But
why are you guys all assuming it was a he?
That's exactly right, well, Ben. It was probably
I don't know what it was.
That the Austin Powers game that this person made was mainly operating system. It was mainly menus
and
90 different images of like variants on that little male symbol.
Yeah,
I reckon it was a bloke.
Okay.
Yeah, blokes love logic.
Yeah. And girls just are more creative, more airy fairy.
They are it's more feelings and shit with them anyway. Yeah. I like video games. I'm the worst person.
I just imagine whenever something's to do with this podcast, I always imagine it's Mike sitting behind pulling all the strings.
Oh, yeah.
He's the master puppeteer of his own career. That's how I picture it all. And there was stuff like you could select new images for your menu, and it was just different photos of Austin Powers.
There was 81 options of photorealistic style. Shots from Austin Powers of him, like, you know, mid-word groovy, I imagine. Adjusting his glasses.
An image of him that wouldn't stop moving in the bottom right of his face just contorting.
I believe his soul was, is trapped there.
I believe it actually was him saying, "Obehave" over and over
again. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
The titular Obehave.
The weird thing about it, when I see his face move without the sound on, I still hear it in my head.
Yeah. Wow.
It always plays.
That's interesting.
Thanks, man.
I can't.
I'm actually really into that kind of stuff, so I appreciate that.
Then the game itself was very different. It was just like...
So that video was 14 minutes long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least 11 minutes was customizing the menu.
Yeah.
And then like two and a half.
The game started and he died straight away.
Yeah. He got eaten by a garbage bin.
So he was playing the level London Underground.
Yeah.
And it was set in, it's not, I can't
Baghdad,
say London Underground because it just was like, just literally.
It looked like the Mario Underworld sort of.
Just a general sewer.
Yeah. Sewer style. Instead of mushroom, like Goombas that you had to hit, they're just little
Goomba. You say that like you're in The Sopranos.
Goomba, come on. Oof, Maro.
It's all going under the butter bing.
Still got. There were these little police bobby hats disembodied that were just kind of, you could jump on them and shoot them with your gun and that would... That's cool, isn't it?
They did some very English-themed villains for this game. So we had, obviously, the English Bobby Hat. And they couldn't... We did assume that they couldn't have actual policemen because it would be very uncouth for Austin to shoot some police in his video game adaptation.
But, you know, this day and age, pretty cool.
Another woke aspect to this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real woke.
Hey, man, just because you don't know my gender, you don't have to shoot at me, cops.
Ooh.
Copper. Hey, Bobby. Yes, let's go kill these cops, my friend Bobby. That is a classic misdirection that I've done. So rewind that if you want to listen again.
Hey, Bobby Bacala from The Sopran.
Hey, Bobby Moynihan.
Comedy nerds will love that reference. They'll love that shit.
Yeah, I am a nerd. I'm into it. So I'll let you know now that that's what's going to happen. And there's also some other English villains such as a rubbish bin.
Iconically very British.
Mm. And it's one of the most powerful images from the Austin Powers film franchise.
Yeah.
Is little rubbish bins in the background of every scene.
You do call it a dustbin.
Yeah.
Dustbin?
It's a dustbin.
Right.
Well, British people don't want to admit that they've got like a bunch of shit. It's all just dust.
Yeah, right.
Just a bit of dust. Yeah. Deal with it and then put it to... That's a perfect... Oh,
that is Dr. Evil.
Yeah, I nearly got into a little bit of a cool impression.
Deal with it. That's a classic Dr. Evil. What? Deal with the dust, okay? Put it in the dustbin.
So that featured heavily in this game.
Yeah, lots of dust.
We also had soccer balls.
Soccer balls.
Which, of course... You can imagine an English hooligan has just kicked them off. He's off screen. He's kicked it on.
Yeah.
And Austin has to deal with the ramifications of such a
thing. I imagine it's Vinnie Jones.
Oh, yeah. God, imagine if Austin and Vinnie got together.
I don't need to imagine it. It's happening. Austin 4. It's crossover with the Lockstock universe.
Yes. Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's going to be sick.
Let me see your snatch, baby.
Groovy baby. Now let's talk about the Austin Powers pinball game.
The iconic pinball game. Did you guys give it an award or something like that?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy started telling me about that and then he got distracted by something and ran away. So what is the full story with that?
So in the first year of our doing our podcast, we did like a Game of the Year episode.
Mm-hmm.
But because we thought it was kind of hack and obvious to actually do it, we instead did it for the year 2002.
Yeah.
And we decided that the winning game would be Austin Powers Pinball.
Yeah.
Which is famously... not a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the clever comedic twist we put on it, man.
That's funny, guys.
Yeah.
So was this an actual pinball machine game or was this on
console, on the original PlayStation?
PC.
Yeah, PlayStation? It was on the original PlayStation and I don't think ever had actual real pinball tables.
Mm.
Yeah.
They just made some up and it's like a lot of, you know, hit the G and the R and the O and the other O and the V and the Y. And what does that spell? Groovy.
I was going to say horny. I got a one-track mind, though. That's classic me. Yeah, and from what I've heard, Tommy's was saying that there's only two pinball tables on the game.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's...
Do they have, like, different, like... Is it just the picture is different of the pinball table? Or I think they got little stuff in place?
I've never understood
probably
why...
probably bumpers and...
Yeah. Guys, you know, your pinball
table is essentially the same, though.
Yeah. I was going to come clean... I actually don't really understand what pinball is and how it works.
Yeah, right.
Have you never seen a pinball table?
I've looked at them, but I've never, like, you know, taken the time to, like, get to know it.
It's a bit standoffish. You know? You don't actually go in.
I've never pulled the drawer down, swung the ball up, and flipped the flips before.
Man, well, you know the lingo. I don't know how you pick that up.
That's something I've never done in my life. I've never put a coin into a pinball machine.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're going to have to change that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're not missing out. Honestly, it's fine. Like,
no, it's great. Man.
Yeah, I like it.
That's that bullshit, like, cowboy entertainment that's stuck around still.
Cowboy entertainment?
Yeah, you know, like, sitting around a campfire eating beans.
Yeah
playing pinball.
Flippers.
Shooting cans off fences. Yeah.
Like bowling and shit.
Boot scooting.
Outdated forms of entertainment that we still...
You don't think bowling's
cool? Nah, man, bowling's for fuckwits.
Dude, tell that to Chris Hardwick's late dad. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I would if he... Yeah. Yeah, well...
Everyone check out Talking Bowling on the Nerdist YouTube channel.
I think bowling is cool until I'm bowling.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it looks cool on The Big Lebowski. Yes. But mainly I'm just thinking about smoking weed.
Mm. Totally. You're thinking of having a friendship group.
You're right. I would love to have one of those. Yeah, so Austin Powers Pinball, famously no good.
No good.
We went to a live event for our podcast network thing we're on, and two of our fans brought...
Yeah, we're on a podcast network.
Okay.
Want to know what it's like?
Yeah.
Too bad. You'll never find out.
It's a secret.
And I was told not to tell you guys specifically how it feels.
Mm. Well, we are the outsiders of this art form, so...
Yeah, we're outside artists, I can say.
But we had a couple of guys bring... two copies of Austin Powers Pinball they bought in an op shop?
No, it was one copy, and one guy had the instruction manual.
Oh, okay.
And he was going
to
keep that.
So they split it up so they each have
a reason
to give
talk
you.
To you guys.
Yeah.
And then we signed it, and that was weird.
Yeah.
But good.
Well, what? You signed...
They asked us to... They didn't want us to.
Yeah, they asked us not to.
They told us to stop. And I refused to. I wrote all sorts of shit on there. My phone number. They haven't called me.
You drew a pair of boobs.
Yeah. 0433. I'm not going to say my phone number.
Do it. Yeah.
It's funny. I did say my phone number once on like a live panel show thing.
Yeah.
Just as a joke, and then people remembered it. Mm. But I said it, you know, live.
Just once.
How
did you go, okay, here it is, guys. 0482371222.
Yeah, well, that's someone's bloody phone number you just read.
It's not mine.
And they sent me a message afterwards. I don't know if I should they sent me a message afterwards being like, hey, that was good. The guy next to you was really annoying. Do you want to know who the guy next to me was?
Yeah.
Too bad, baby.
Oh, come on. Oh. It was Husey, wasn't it?
It rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't tell you.
Yeah, you can.
I can't tell you.
Who cares?
It rhymes with Greg Fleet.
All right, guys. Come on, let's put our brains together on this one.
Is it David Smee?
I think he can take that.
But I know. And they didn't even send it. Like, I don't know why they sent it to... Like, that's all they sent. And then actually, no, one other person sent something that was like a reference to a joke that someone had said. But you know, when somebody does that, like, you get this because you do a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's just a conversation that you have one day.
Yeah.
And then someone 6 months later will go like, I like the first fleet or whatever you fucking brought up.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, you lunatic. You fucking piece of shit. Whoa, get out of my space.
Enough, dude. Come on.
Wow.
They can't fucking handle that kind of shit, man.
And you're signing them at the same time? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm writing all over them, telling them to fuck off. That's my brand.
Dude. How did it feel getting to sign something for a fan? Did it feel cool?
Yeah, it felt really cool.
It did feel cool. Yeah. But at the same time, I think they're wrong to want it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's cool, but it's like, I've tricked you.
How much do you reckon they dropped on that game?
Several dollars?
Yeah, like $6. They said they found it at an op shop.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
I mean, it's weird they didn't just give it to you.
That is weird.
Well, they wanted to keep it with our signature, though.
Give a boy a gift one day. That's what you should be thinking about.
Yeah.
Stop being so fucking selfish.
Give a boy a gift one day.
Give a boy a gift.
Give a boy a gift day.
Yeah.
You're that boy.
Yeah, let's kick that thing off.
Yeah, okay.
It's time.
Yeah.
Give a boy a gift day.
Guys, we talked about... There's one other franchise in Mr. Mike Myers' filmography that has some video game adaptations.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big hitter in terms of video games. Mm-hmm. This is the one where you're getting your main meat.
Yep, the love guru.
The string of love guru games.
There's a love guru... strip poker game online that we had a good deal of fun with today.
Oh my god, I lost so much money on that game. The wife is furious. I got the webcam set up.
Oh no.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm very...
By the way, the webcam is a character that Cam plays. He puts on a Spider-Man outfit with a crotch cut out.
He
wants to get web slung today.
Yeah,
give a boy a gift.
You should have a web series called Webcam.
That is funny.
You gotta do some,
do that.
You gotta do some vlogging, Cameron.
Yeah, I need to vlog.
Just walk around.
Be a proper vlogger and just, yeah, make sure that your hair's always wet.
You only vlog directly after a shower.
Yeah, yeah. And just like really stumble over your words and never do a second take.
Never tidy up my apartment.
No.
Film just like bad parts of your day, just like fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. This sounds great. All right, you guys can check out my YouTube channel, Webcam.
Yeah.
It's really, really sad. It's a real sad experience.
Oh, well.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Webcam. Everyone at work hates me. I don't know what I'm going to do. But yeah. I really feel like I'm the runt here. Yeah. I'm the run of the litter over here. And people let me know it day in, day out. I'm getting shoved up against walls in the corridor. Someone didn't let me out of the toilet for like half an hour the other day. They stood there and just held the door shut.
People keep slapping my phone out of my hand while I'm filming.
Yeah, yeah.
As if it's kind of weird and annoying to be doing it.
Man, people keep dacking me. I thought Dakin went away in like the 90s, but hey, Dakin's back, baby, and it's my back that's getting dacked. It's your boy Cam.
Alright, I'll do it. You convinced me. You convinced me.
See, we told you it'd be funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny. It is funny.
So the first Shrek game that we looked at was
straight back into it with that professionalism.
Dude, we gotta get back into it. So the first Shrek game was Shrek Treasures? Shrek
Treasure Hunt.
Shrek Treasure Hunt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a Shrek game from 2002. It's available on the original PlayStation if you want to purchase it online from Amazon.com or anything like that. Really cool game. You play as Shrek himself and you walk around a swamp trying to get picnic items for Fiona.
Yeah. Classic Treasure Hunt.
Yeah. Picking up pieces of cake off the ground.
Man, ooh. I hate it when I lose my picnic stuff and it gets distributed over a wide variety of different areas. We only saw two areas, which was main swamp and wooded area.
Yeah.
I think when I think of a treasure hunt, I often think of the stakes are as high as I need to have a picnic for my wife,
mm-hmm.
and I have half an hour to collect all the goods from the local area.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that the game went there.
And he picks up like six pieces of cake, like a full cake. And then he's like, nah, more.
He's more. Running around.
My wife's going to be furious.
I mean, it's the land of far, far away. There's a million options that it could have been a leprechaun's gold.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, or Captain Hook's treasure.
Yeah.
And this is
any actual treasure.
Yeah. That's true. You could use fairy tale people like... you know, the little three kids who get stuck in the
three
witches.
Little piggies.
The witches.
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel.
Those three kids.
Yeah. Follow
Hansel and Gretel. Yeah.
Follow their breadcrumb trail. Go find the treasure at the end where you get to eat some kids.
Wait a minute, what?
That's the moral of that story, right? Kids are delicious.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give a boy a gift. You feed him for a day. Teach a boy to gift.
And baby, that pain won't go away. Thanks for tuning in to Webcam. I'm sad all the time. Goodbye, everyone. Forever.
So, there's nothing else to say about this game. It's fuck ugly.
Yeah.
There's a you pick up a force field in the first second of the game.
Yep.
It wears off by the time you meet a villain. So
the villain is a rabbit.
I am famously a
vlogger.
I'm a noob when it comes to games.
Mm-hmm.
Am I using the lingo right?
Yeah, man, you sound fucking sick. Yeah. You sound great.
Cameron has famously been pwned.
Yeah. I've been pwned big time. But I thought it looked like a lot of the games from that era. Are the graphics that bad in this thing? It kind of reminded me of like the Zelda graphics or something.
It wasn't far off.
It was the wrong time of...
But that was also eight years after Ocarina of Time. So they probably game probably was a lot worse than that.
It was a good couple years because when did Shrek come out?
Shrek came out in 2001.
Yeah, so that's a late-ass PlayStation 1 game. So this PS2 would be out by then.
The first Shrek sequel to a video game. So there was a Shrek original game. We didn't find it online. I'll be honest, we didn't fucking look, guys.
Yeah.
But we just went straight to the treasure hunt.
Mm.
Man, I wanted that treasure. Well, and then there's like a tie-in game for each of the Shrek films, a proper one.
And the only one we looked at was Shrek the Third because Cameron and I had just watched that the other day.
Mm. Yeah, loved it. Famously loved it.
Yeah.
And the game seems to be scene for scene just the movie.
Yeah.
You get to act out all the cool things of Shrek. In the opening of Shrek the Third, Shrek has to wear king clothes because he's the king now. Sorry for the spoilers, boys.
Yeah. Wow.
And he has a bit of a tantrum in that scene. And it looks like the first level of this game is just you have to have a tantrum.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it a lot of punching that happens in the movie?
Because this is a problem. Shrek loves to punch, and I'm not talking about cones. This guy's punching pone noobs. That's what he does in the movie and in the game.
Because that's the weird thing about any like almost film to game things is that they have to invent a reason for the main character of that film to suddenly be a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Go around knocking over walls and people.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Cam, I actually think you should play the Shrek games because I just realized you have a history of only playing video games based on Oscar-winning films. And Shrek, of course, is the first film to win the Best Animated Film Oscar.
Well, okay, I'll do it.
There's a few others. There's a Godfather the game. You can play that. Okay. And you can actually strangle dudes in that game.
That's true.
That sounds...
And there's also Godfather Part 2 the game, so...
There's a Scarface game that never won an Oscar, though, did it?
No, unfortunately, it was nominated for Razzies. But history has been kind to the film Scarface.
How many Oscar-related... I'm actually genuinely trying to think of this now. How many Oscar-winning movies have had video games made on them?
There's the Spotlight game where you out pedophiles.
Man, it is really, really fun.
Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Monster versus Aliens. That's a good one.
Ratatouille. If you just think about the kids' ones, it's a lot easier to get a real answer. Not this joke shit, boys. I'm taking it serious.
Okay. Call of Duty Schindler's List, where you've got a...
Come on,
what?
Dude.
Wait. What?
Four.
What?
Have you even seen?
I'm saying you're rescuing the Jews. You're not cooking them.
Oh, I shouldn't have. Four.
No, I'm saying you're not.
All right, I'll allow it.
So Shrek the Third, more like Shrek the Turd. Moving on.
You like it? I thought it looked pretty cool. He gets to wear his king clothes. He snaps. You know, Shrek doesn't actually punch ever. I don't think. In the second one, he wrestles.
He farts.
He farts a bit. He yells. He belittles Donkey a lot.
Yeah, he's so mean.
Shrek's more of an emotional blackmailer.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, that's where the true power lies, though. If you can get into somebody's head.
Have you read The Game? Have you read Neil Strauss's The Game?
Neil Strassman?
Neil Strassman.
David Strassman. Chuck Wood has a lot of opinions on women, man.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, though. Swoop in, take control.
Take. That's all you.
Take.
I haven't read it, but...
Neither have I.
But I'd love to.
I've flipped through it. There's a lot more diagrams in it than you might imagine.
Of what?
Like, genuinely, it looks like, you know the... you know those...
Cam knows exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Bloody pussies, right? Badgers.
What?
And there was... It looks like... You know those maps they used to have of... Have you ever seen the intro of Dad's Army? and those arrows...
Two separate sentences.
Those arrows point at where the Nazis went and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of diagrams like that of you should swoop in. Like if she has a friend on her left...
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Right and stuff like that. It's very... Like, I know a lot of people make fun of the game...
But it's good genuinely. And it gets results.
No, it's creepy as shit, man.
Yeah. Well, Tommy Daslow has a copy if you want to borrow it.
He does. Yeah. He genuinely does. Have a copy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I only listen to the audiobook version. So if you see me with my headphones in walking around a club like, all right, okay, let's map it out. Let's go straight in.
Slapping yourself in the face. Leaving the adrenaline going.
Alexi's always listening to the game on headphones. I'm always listening to WTF. With Mark Maron. And I find I get a lot of good tips from Mark, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows his shit.
All you gotta do is just go bitch to a girl about a bunch of stuff that you're doing fine in. And that's how you... That's a perfect Mark Maron.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Hauntingly accurate.
Okay, so Shrek the Third, you didn't like it, Lex?
No.
What you were sort of excited about...
Yeah.
And I was, to a degree as well, was the Super Smash Brothers ripoff...
Oh, yeah.
Called Shrek Super Slam.
Yeah.
This was published by Activision in the year 2005. Available for PlayStation 2, Xbox, Nintendo, GameCube, Nintendo, DS, Microsoft Windows, and the Game Boy Advance.
Oof. It's quite a broad release there.
Yeah, man. Get it all over everything.
You got to go wide with those
games. Yeah.
Everyone's going to want to play Shrek Super Slam.
And it's basically a game where you can play as any of the wonderful characters from the Shrek-iverse. And it's not some... I thought it would be more like Super Smash Brothers, where it'd be a bunch of people playing one
map. Like the 2D.
You'd have all the characters like, in the wings, ready to jump in.
If you've ever seen Power Stone, it looks like Power Stone. That's for a few people out there who remember Power Stone on the Dreamcast. Hey, hey guys, what's up?
Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy. I'm Power Stone 4 on Hotmail.
Power Stone 4?
Yeah, yeah. There was, four player games, so I was the fourth one.
Oh,
okay. And,
dude, you didn't even give yourself first position in your Hotmail address?
I'm assuming people got to it first.
It came out in like 99 or 2000, so Hotmail was big back then.
Yeah.
I've created a whole world here. But it looked like they kind of had to dig to get enough characters for that as well.
Right.
Yeah, there was like Humpty Dumpty. There was Fiona who was...
Humpty Dumpty is a real good basketball player name.
Yeah. It's Shrek it's Power NBA Slam.
Out of the way, I'm Humpty Dumpty. Kaboom.
There was also...
Every time he plays, he falls and he hurts himself. He breaks his nose and he's bleeding. Like in the nursery rhyme.
Yeah, but he's bleeding in the nursery rhyme. Yeah.
It's yolk, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. It's no yolk. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, how about you go fuck yourselves?
Guys, Rickles may have passed away, but today he has been reincarnated.
I had a dream that night that Tom Rickles came to me and he passed me a torch.
Was it a flaming, like, old school microphone?
Yeah, it was it was one of those big, like, long lead mics.
Oh, great.
And it wasn't like on fire, it was roasting.
And he said, go get him, kid.
He said, hey, it's your turn.
You're up. Welcome to the stage, Adam Knox.
And welcome to the big time, kid.
Here's a little notepad. It's got every bit that I've said about Jewish people, Indians, all of them. It's actually really good, and you will sting them real hard.
But tragically, we did lose Rickles.
We did. Yeah. Rest in pickles.
We do have to have our... It's not funny. Did you say rest in pickles?
Yeah.
That is funny. That is funny.
Oh, Dom would have liked that. Yeah. Dom would have liked that.
Okay, yeah, so it's not like Super Smash Brothers. It is...
No. It's like... What? It's like Sunstone. What did you say before?
Power Rangers.
Power Stone. It was called Power Stone.
Austin Power Stone.
Note and it that is one-on-one fighting.
Yes, it's like Soul Calibur.
It could be more than that. We saw one-on-one fighting, but it could be more people. Who knows?
And you get to beat Cookie Man, and Cookie Man can verse Puss in Boots. Yep. And in the game, they're the same size.
Yeah.
Which is...
You can make a
Not
cookie any
true.
Size you want, though.
Hey, you're right.
And remember,
we have a big baking tray out.
In Shrek 2, we even see a giant gingerbread boy.
Yeah, that scared me. I didn't.
You famously freaked out.
I spiraled. I couldn't do it. But yeah, it looks like a shit game. Yep.
The gingerbread man was wearing a hat, but if he turns around, you can see that the hat is just a part of his head.
Oh.
So how does he take it off?
He doesn't. He never does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wear many hats.
But we had a look at, we were like, is Mike providing the voice for Shrek in this?
Yeah.
And after 1 second of delivery of dialogue, it was revealed he definitely was not.
No.
He's played by Michael J. Goff, who famously plays Shrek in all the video game adaptations, and also he plays Diablo in Diablo.
Is he the Batman guy? Because you said some name earlier, and you both went, oh, that's Alfred in Batman.
Yeah. Michael, not J. Goff, played Alfred and then died.
Is that the porn parody version of him?
On the Wikipedia page for the Super Slam, if you look up cast, it has Michael Goff, and I clicked on it and it took you to the page.
But it's just misattributed.
Yeah.
This is Michael J. Goff.
Yeah, it's really fucked up because you shouldn't muck around with the dead people's casting stuff because the family could be trying to trace
if you put one more letter in, it's fine. I'm Don K. Rickles.
Donkey. And Donkey is also not voiced by Eddie Murphy, but we were impressed with the impression.
The Donkey wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
but it was done by a white guy.
It was Mark Mosley, famously quite quite Caucasian.
Doing an impression of a black man.
Well, no, he's doing an impression of a donkey. Yeah. So the black man, I don't know what was in Eddie's
head. I don't
think
that's going to hold up in court, buddy.
I should probably call him Eddie rather than the black man. But I reckon Eddie might have just been going for, you know, race neutral donkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, he's grey. He's grey.
Yeah, the lingo he uses is very hip hop heavy, very funkadelic.
Yeah.
With what way? Hey, Shrek.
What up, Shrek?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's your boy Donkey.
It's your boy Donkey here. I'm doing another vlog here from the swamp.
Oh. Yeah, give a boy a gift. Give a real boy a gift. Pinocchio.
He's tied it back into the Shrekiverse.
Yeah, I always do. It always comes back to Shrek for me. And I think, do we know anything about the guy who did the voice of Shrek? You said, did you say that he does the singing voice of Shrek?
Yeah, he did. He's right. The singing voice of Shrek.
The shringing voice.
Well, like, you fucked up.
I was trying to say Shrek and singing very close together. It's hard to do.
Does Mike Myers not do... Is there a singing scene and he doesn't sing?
But Mikey is a song and dance man. It can't be denied. Mm. He loves to have a muck around up on there with his dancing.
Right up on there.
Yeah.
I don't recall ever seeing him sing a song, though.
Oh, it. Fire it up.
Yeah.
Does he really? Okay.
Yeah. We'll
chuck it on after this. There's a song and dance that he does in front of Mr. Barack Obama and Burt Bacharach, where he sings What's New Pussycat. And it is one of the most upsetting videos in YouTube history, because it's one of those situations where he's on stage. He's a very big, broad performer, but the stage is very small. So he's kind of confined to this space but trying to be very large.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
All right. It sounds like he did a good job to me.
Yeah.
Well, that's what performing just always is like, right?
No, my stage is always too big for me. I'm a very small performer. I like to hide.
But you reel the audience in. You walk around heaps. You're always walking from one corner to the other, going, and another thing. Like,
yeah,
you always say
I always
that.
Have another thing. That's the thing about me. I'm always going to take a drink, and then another thought will come to my mind.
Yeah,
and I pull the drink down suddenly and go, and also.
But, and you seem like, it's such a, man, that's so cool.
Hey, man, thanks. You should come to the show sometime.
Yeah.
I love your style, man.
What time you want?
7:30.
Yeah, man. Fuck. Can't do it, man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Do we play any other Shrekky games?
I think we had a look at the racing, the cart one.
Oh, yeah. Right. It was
DreamWorks Karts.
DreamWorks Karts, super kart racing.
And how weird is it? One of you guys said this. It's weird that they're like branding themselves as if it was like Disney karts or something like that, you know?
It's this very strange like corporate branding of like...
Yeah.
But every other, like Warner Brothers and Disney and all that shit, they're the companies as well. So I guess DreamWorks feels like they're left out.
Yeah.
But they've all been around for so long.
Yeah. Like there were three different characters from How to Train Your Dragon.
Exactly. And there was even from the forgotten film Monsters versus Aliens. You could play as a monster or an alien.
Could you be an ant from Ants?
They didn't show it. Do you reckon? I think fucking Ants has been sidelined.
What do you mean?
Forgetting you don't hear much about Ants 2.
Yeah. It used to be all the news. Ants 2 coming one day. Then just kind of slowly disappears.
Ants versus A Bug's Life. Who will win?
Oh my God. Ants. They've got Stallone.
They've got comedies Woody Allen.
Yeah.
They've also got Mrs. Sharon Stone.
Oof. Ooh. Jeez Louise.
Name one person from A Bug's Life. What? James Woods?
Louis Dreyfus.
It's actually not James Woods. It's actually
James Woods.
Kevin Spacey.
Don Rickles, I think.
He's Mr. Potato Head, though.
But he's in a deleted scene.
Yeah, yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Who did the voice of the ladybug in Bug's Life? Famous man.
Danny DeVito or something?
Yeah, it was Danny DeVito.
Bob Hoskins. Someone very squat.
Some squat, greasy dude.
Nah, it's good. It's good, though. I feel like I want to know a little bit more about the dude who did the voice of Shrek, because this is a big role to fill. Yeah. I mean, this is an iconic character. It's a DreamWorks character. It's crazy that they just didn't lock Mike down contractually.
Because also, a lot of these games are coming out like 2009, 2011, something like that now, where Mike's, correct me if I'm wrong, not that busy.
Well, we don't know. He's a father.
Oh, behave.
He's a Faja. He's, you know, He's taking care of his kid.
Yeah. He has all of the money in the world. He ain't never working again if he doesn't have to.
I reckon Mike Myers probably just has one kid, but that kid keeps dressing up all different and doing different voices.
Oh.
A bit like his father, Dana Carvey.
Whoa.
The real father of Mike Myers' kid.
Are we doing a cuck situation?
Yeah, man. Mike Myers watched and he loved it.
Oh, my goodness. Is this a scoop?
Yeah, I know this.
How do you know this?
I gave my phone number out once and someone texted it to me afterwards.
Mm. That's some hot goss.
Yeah. Well, I've looked up this boy, Michael J. Goff. He has a lot of credits where he has done voices. He plays Gopher in the Winnie the Pooh franchise.
Nice.
Great.
He played Mr. Babbitt, Blair, grad student, one additional voices in Scooby-Doo, Legend of the Phantasaur. And that's amongst about 1,000 other credits.
So you think it must be strange to get hired as a voice actor, but you have to do an impression of another voice actor's performance? I think that would be so... It would fuck with my head, dude.
You'd get stuck
in there. I'm a singular...
Forget who you are.
I'm a singular guy. I'd be like, wait a minute, I'm doing Mike doing Shrek. Can't I just do my own version of Shrek?
Wow.
What if my interpretation of Shrek is not Scottish?
Yeah. He's just fat, like Chris Farley style, the original Shrek.
Yeah.
Fucked I spend years finding my voice for if you're not hiring me for that, you know?
Exactly.
Do you reckon you can do a Shrek?
Who, me?
Nah.
All right, I'll give it a go if the crowd wants it.
Yeah, all right, do it.
No.
No, the crowd seems to be really into it.
No, definitely.
Everyone's really into it, so I reckon I'll give it a go.
Yeah, man, I love Fallon. Let's do some impressions.
Fiona, choose life. There we go.
That's all right. That wasn't bad. Is that from Trainspotting?
Yeah.
Why do they always... Now it's becoming Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's great.
Do you ever look down at your willy? And think, what's that?
Now it's not anything anymore.
I'm so happy that you're doing a Shrek impression, because we also did spend about half of an hour today going through Austin Powers imitation compilation on YouTube, where famously, you may have remembered, I planted a seed about 2 hours ago at the start of this podcast. Where I said Shazamadelic.
Yeah.
Because in the first clip that we saw a man go, "Groovy, baby, I'm Austin Powers, Shazam."
Yeah, the very iconic phrase.
Yeah.
He was doing it at a McDonald's drive-through ordering window.
Yeah.
And you could hear in the woman's voice as well, like a bit of, Do you want to, do you want a burger?
Yeah,
I get it, bro.
Yeah. I kind of think it didn't even really read as being British, so he was just saying baby a lot to a woman.
Baby. Shazam.
Can I get two buffalo burgers, chicken please?
Yeah. Wait, are you Austin Powers in there?
Holy shit. Margaret! Austin Powers is ordering burgers from us.
He's saying baby and Shazam and everything.
No, it has to be him. He said Shazam. He said it.
He said I was groovy. It's Austin. It's the real deal.
Yeah, if you... Guys, if you... YouTube... If you're scanning around on YouTube and you type in Austin Powers impressions, you'll see some gold. One of my favorite ones was called Best Ass Austin Powers Impression / Impersonation.
Mm.
And this guy does Austin... Dr. Evil, Fat Bastard, Mini-Me.
Yep. All from the comfort of a bathroom.
All shirtless.
Yeah.
No.
Fat Bastard was
shirtless. Fat Bastard was shirtless. Right. He was the one we saw a full body. Yeah. And he's got perfectly gelled hair, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a real porcupine cunt. Really
He looked
does.
Like the lead singer of Offspring. perfectly spiked.
Yeah.
Oof.
What was your favorite impression that you saw today?
I liked Clinton Haynes' one.
Yes?
Yeah, we did find comedian and friend of the show Clinton Haynes' impression on there.
Yeah, and it was filmed at a famous open mic in Sydney from about 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And about halfway through, I realized I was filming the video.
There was one, the one that was like the slow motion kid just dressed like he was from the 70s jumping. Yes. That was my favorite one. And it was just like 90% of the video was like Windows Movie Maker like text going like, hey, this is my friend Robbie or whatever.
Yeah.
He's going to do a fucking sick Austin Powers impersonation. You better be ready. And then he does, and it's like 6 frames per second of this kid jumping up in the air like a Toyota ad, wearing just like bell bottoms. Yeah. Doesn't even say anything.
He was wearing the classic hippie 70s Woodstock outfit.
Bullshit war protesting and garb.
Yeah, the flowery shirt, the waistcoat.
And then afterwards, some more text comes up and it goes, you have to admit, that was a lot like Austin Powers.
All admitted it too. We did.
The text is trying to convince you that you saw it. You're like, in the moment, you're like, oh, no, if that's Austin Powers. Oh, yeah, actually. No, I guess it was.
It's a strong argument.
Like, and it's written in the credits from like Windows Movie Maker. So some of the words will be very big and then some will be very small right after.
Yep. That was the good one.
A lot of it too is just 9-second clips as well. Like, I'm always amazed that people upload a 9-second video to
YouTube. Have enough like creativity in you that you're like, I have to get this 9 seconds into the world. Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, I'm just a man going, groovy baby, yeah.
Literally the most viewed thing I've ever done is a 12-second video.
Yeah, check out Noxy's viral
Austin
video.
Powers impression.
No, it's not.
Do you want to hear my Austin Powers impression?
Love to. Nah. The crowd wants it.
Nah, Cameron. I'm going to do it. You know, I got to do it. All right, here we go, man.
I don't know. Me.
That's what I reckon he would do. Like,
you have to admit, he's lost. It does sound like Austin Powers.
All right. Okay. So, what was the context for that scene?
It's him starting up a chainsaw.
So is that the chainsaw?
Yeah. He's just standing there.
Because you can't, like, Austin, he may be a guy that loves to fuck around up there and stuff and sing and dance. But when you're handling machinery like that, you have to be very serious.
Man. Yeah.
When you go in a wooded area, you got to get chopping.
Yeah.
That's what I've always said.
We'll allow one. He can be say, wow, that's a lot of wood. And then he starts up like, and now I'm at peace with myself.
Now, are there any other games that we need to discuss?
Well, we can just go through all the Shrek games. I can tell you the titles of all of them. Give me about 20 minutes to go through them. There actually was one that Ben downloaded.
Yeah. Pocket Shrek. So,
said that so excitedly.
Lexi and I really got into it.
Yeah, we
really liked it. It's basically, it's an iPhone game. And it's like a Tamagotchi. So you got Shrek in your pocket, and you like tickle his tummy, and he does a fart, and like you feed him stuff, and like the point was to play with Shrek.
Yeah,
that was the stated goal of this game.
Okay.
And I played it for 30 seconds,
but
I loved every second of it.
And it actually was a file of 150 megabytes that had to be connected to Wi-Fi to download.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
You got to get get a whole ogre in your pocket. You're talking 20 megs.
Is that an ogre in your pocket, or are you just happy to be watching Shrek?
Are you going to check in on Shrek, Pocket Shrek, every now and then? And
every day.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah, you can't let him die, man.
No. No.
Did he clean up his turds and shit like Tamagotchi style?
I think he would. Yeah, I would hope so.
I think you can make Shrek eat his own turds if you feel like it.
It's almost like The Sims.
Yeah.
But it was, I think, because this is the most modern Shrek game. This is from 2016, probably.
Whoa.
And
oh, God,
the graphics.
2016 just stopped.
Don Rickles now, come on.
Oh, yeah.
But the graphics were actually quite beautiful.
Yeah, it was the best. It's the best looking Shrek game. I highly recommend it.
And it's an app, yes. And
yeah,
you can get that on your phone.
Yes,
you can get that from Amazon.com. So if you want to download it, you can go there.
Is it a free one?
Yeah.
It
was Get Plus. So
oh right,
if you so wanna, there's in app.
If you want to buy like a nice little house for Shrek or whatever,
yeah.
You ain't.
But guys, Shrek, as we know from the movies, he's more than happy to just stay in his fucking swamp.
That's pretty much all he wants.
Yep.
Chill out in the swamp.
Yep.
Got his
it's where
big
ogres
girl
live.
By his side.
Oh, THICC.
Yeah, she thick.
Hey, do you think that this game exists and capitalizes on the, I don't know how to say this, but the sexification of Shrek?
Yes.
Pornification.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes. It is a weirdly timed release. Mm. But maybe it's like meme Shrek. They're like, if people put Shrek into the App Store, they're going to download something.
Yeah. I wonder how like DreamWorks top brass that kid sitting on the moon. I wonder how he's dealing.
Yeah, he is the top bros. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the top bros, everyone. He goes, he's the number one bros there.
What they think of like all this like weird meme Shrek stuff now.
Yeah.
Do you reckon like, they started it?
Maybe. Like, and if Shrek 5 comes out and it's just like Shrek being like, hey, Rick Astley or whatever the fuck.
Well, we talked about this, I think, on our own podcast, Nox, about Jerry Seinfeld not getting that B-movie memes are a joke about the movie, not like an actual tribute to the
They're
movie.
They're not reverent to B-movie.
Like, he was tweeting like, hey, we might be doing another B-movie or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, which makes us think that he just doesn't get it. Mm. He's like, oh, people are really talking about B-movie these days. Yeah. Oh, let's do another one.
Seinfeld's hip, dude.
But there is a weird
there's
element.
There's too many hipsters telling him what he can and can't do, but he wants to do it his way.
Yeah. Fuck the PC culture. Police. Yeah.
I don't know, like oh, who cares? I was about to start fucking talking about all those fuckwits using cartoons for memes, but who cares?
Yeah.
But if you were the head brush at DreamWorks.
Yeah. And if you're that like little eye-raising snail.
If you saw the video of Shrek humping a boy, Shrek is love style, in a bedroom... What do you do there? Do you go, well, I mean, it's not quite exactly what we're going for, but...
Any publicity
maybe we should,
is good publicity.
Yeah, maybe we should bring him into the story group and get him working on Shrek 5.
Once you release art into the world, people's interpretations of it are what creates that art.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Wow. Whoa. And this has been Mic Check.
But seriously, boys, thank you so much for joining us here on Mic Check. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
We had a ball.
Sorry I sounded robotic and non-genuine during
thank
that.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, guys. Appreciate your time.
No, thanks and for your having efforts. Us. Hey, look, it's been a wonderful business venture and I've really enjoyed it in a purely spreadsheet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, no, that is an expression. You're right. That is.
Now let's all get out of Cam's house.
Yeah. You guys can all leave. Oh, no. Thank you. Thanks for coming, guys. Would you like to plug your own shit?
Up your butt again, please.
Yes, I would. Thank you.
But you guys are doing some stuff at the Melbourne Comedy Festival at the moment?
Yeah, I got a show. It's just a bit of casual stand-up, man, you know? Just like, hey, don't come in expecting me to be wearing a suit. Don never did, so I ain't gonna. Don Rickles will probably wear a suit every day.
Famously did.
But it's my time now.
He does his own Don, the Mr. Potato Head one, where we just wore blue shoes and nothing else.
A little hat, dude.
Yeah, little hat.
Disembodied mouth. Like
Mully Grubs.
Gully Boys.
And so, Gobby Boys.
It's called It's Adam and Eve, Not Adam Knox. People have pointed out to me that I don't mention religion once. I didn't really think about
it's
that.
Part of the joke.
Yeah, man, I'm meta.
It's quite absurd.
Meta, I barely know her. Don is back.
Don is love.
All right, and Benny boy.
Yeah, so Knox and I are in a sketch group. We're doing a show called Chimp Cop
Please.
Forever.
Sketch troupe.
My apologies. That is a real fun, silly cop parody kind of show.
It's like the Naked Gun, basically.
Totally. Yeah. It's 9:45 at Trades Hall. We're going for another couple of weeks, so get on down.
Yeah.
And we host a podcast together called Filthy Casuals.
Yeah.
Which is all, to my understanding, about games?
Yeah, it's about video games. Yeah. I don't know if it...
Oh, like... I thought it was Olympic Games.
Yeah, it's a real bad podcast for like 75% of the time. It is no good.
But once every 4 years, you got to tune in. No, you got all the other games on there too. You do video games.
Just
cool. Rocky games, shit like that.
Board games, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for doing the show, guys. And Chimp Cop, I saw your first two shows. Will I see the third one? Time will tell. But probably, considering I'm in the same venue as you guys. So yes. I might peep in. I might peep in a little bit. Have a look.
Have a little peep.
Have a little peep after my show. I'll give a little plug for my show.
Yeah,
on
do you here. Have a bloody show?
I'm on at 7:30 at Trades Hall, same venue as Chimp Cops, and you can buy your tickets online or on an actual line at the Melbourne box office.
The Melbourne box office,
the town hall.
Come to the Melbourne box office.
Sorry, guys, I'm wasted right now. Please come see all of our shows. Lex,
I've also got I'm hosting Greenlights Comedy Nights on April 28th. It is our 4-year anniversary.
Wow.
So I hope it will be good.
It's like the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once every 4 years, we put on 12 shows.
That's and exciting, eventually get dude.
To it. Yeah, it's very exciting. It's going to be really cool. It's only $10 and it's at the Gaelic Club in
Sydney.
I forgot where I was.
Yeah.
Near that's Central.
Exciting. Very cool.
So come on down. And if you like what you heard on our podcast today, give us 5 stars and in your review on iTunes, give us the name and concept of what you'd like our next super specific actor-based spin-off show to be. For instance, it could be I Saw the Sign, the films of Jerry Seinfeld.
Greg Kinnear to my heart, and it's about Susan Sarandon. You know, someone who's not Greg Kinnear.
That's funny. Right.
Okay. Yeah, Susan Sarandon's not Greg Kinnear.
Susan Sarandon. Huh?
Susan so random.
Oh, that's good. Okay, all right.
Marlon Randall, what's going on? What if, like, a penguin took off one day, huh? Flew into the moon.
So this is Gear, by the way.
This is a pre-existing character. Yeah, I apologize.
It was in a show we did.
And he's never gone well.
No.
No one's ever liked Marlon Brando.
What's Marlon Brando?
Marlon Brando. I'm doing Marlon Brando. What if, you know, like a chair came to life?
Brad Pitt went a lot better.
Brad Pitt went better, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was what?
It's just a guy. I would take bread to myself and go out and like, hey, what's up? I'm Brad Pitt. Yeah. And then Duck Cheney comes out and tries to eat me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, look, if you love that sort of bit, you can go see.
If you love that kind of humor, yeah. That's when nothing like that.
No, you guys are real random and shit. It's cool. Thanks for doing the show, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
It was fun.
I hope to see you all in the near future.
And may you be successful.
Blessed be, guys.
Blessed be. Blessed be, Mike. Shazam.
It's my check. It's my check. The podcast.